I think I may have something figured out. There has to be a reason why the church and the bishops are so reluctant to sign zero tolerance pledge against raping young little boys. And it makes you wonder, what could possibly be their position? Why would they refuse to do that? What could possibly cause a bunch of bishops to get together and say, we refuse to sign the no rape pledge? But I figured it out. They're waiting for someone to come to them with a contract. And one of the exclusions in the contract is that all past deeds are forgiven. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for the right to not talk about, like Mark McGuire, they want to talk about the future. If you want to talk about the future, they'll sign a pledge. If you want to talk about the past, that's not going to work because we don't know how many are guilty. Is it 5%? Is it 25%? Before you think I'm just pulling numbers out of the air, it would appear that the percentage of priests who have something to lose, in other words, will be bounced out if the truth comes out, apparently that percentage is crippling to the church. If it was 2%, 3%, they could cut loose the 2 or 3% of the priests that were involved sexually with parishioners, let's put it that way. They could live with 90%. I'm sorry, they could live with 97%, but they can't get by with 60%. They can't get by with half. They can't get by with 70%. I mean, I don't know the numbers, but obviously they could lose 3% of the priests, but if they lost 40% of the priests, the church would crumble. They would be combining parishes like crazy. The church would be 35 miles away for everybody. The Catholic, real estate prices would drop like crazy. Those giant buildings are now yours for $80,000. The church is stuck. They can't cut off 40% of their force. The only way they can get out of this is to say, let's make a deal. Let's look forward. Let's not talk about the past. And see, they can't really do that because what if little Billy's parents file a lawsuit next month? How are they going to rule that all the priests are held harmless from previous sex crimes? They can't really do that. But that's what the bishops and the priests and the cardinals, they're all looking for that. They're looking for some kind of angle, some kind of line in the contract that gets them off the hook. Because they'll sign a from now on pledge. They can't sign a what have I done pledge.